Baker was not a big thinker. Instead of focusing on important tasks and delegating smaller jobs to subordinates, he wasted energy on minutiae, taking pleasure in shadowing suspects himself and setting up his own stings. He personally arrested a Union colonel trying to smuggle playing cards, tea, and coffee to the South for a $5,000 profit. He disguised himself in the oily overalls of an engineer of a tugboat that towed the James Buchanan, a schooner suspected of blockade running, out of Annapolis to a spot where the men he had aboard the tug could board the vessel and arrest the crew. He enjoyed interrogating suspects, tapping a woman's breasts to see if he heard the sound of tin being hit. It would indicate she concealed contraband drugs in the top of her corset. Baker's arrests, along with those Pinkerton made, soon filled every square foot of space in Old Capitol Prison, which took in for different lengths of stay during the Civil War a total of 20,000 political prisoners, suspected spies, rebel soldiers, and Union officers convicted of crimes. Inmates greeted new arrivals with shouts of, "Fresh fish!" Erected in 1800 as a tavern and boarding house, and converted to a meeting place for both houses of Congress after the British burned the nearby U.S. Capitol during the War of 1812, the dilapidated three-story structure, which Washington residents always called the Old Capitol Building, was commandeered by the city's provost marshal in 1861 to house prisoners. Decaying walls and creaking stairways were repaired. Iron bars replaced wooden slats in windows. Extensions were added for kitchens plus more cells, and a row of houses on an adjoining block were connected to the main facility, the annex becoming known as Carroll Prison. All told, the complex had space for 1,500, although many more were soon crammed into it. The prison's first floor was taken up with guard quarters, rooms for interrogations, and a foul-smelling mess hall, where inmates ate meals on dented tin plates with their hands. Executions took place in a 100-square-foot prison yard, partly paved and partly mud-covered when it rained.